You know, we all get lost in the desire of looking for someone that will be concerned about our dreams, purpose, someone to help us build that we enter into what I call a contractual relationship. Hello everyone, welcome to another wonderful episode of Real Talk with Judge Chisholm, and I remain your host, Judge Chisholm. If this is your first time tuning to our podcast, I welcome you and I would love for you to go listen to all our episodes and you get blessed. Feel free to follow me on any of the social media platforms and let us interact on Facebook at Joy Chisholm or Instagram and Twitter at Joy Chisholm 03. So today we'll be looking at contractual relationships. What is a contract? A contract is an agreement between two private parties that creates mutual legal obligations. From the definition, you get to see that obligations is required in such a relationship. Many of us have forgotten about true fellowship in relationships and we have become contract partners, what I call co-workers. In this type of relationship, the partners involved are more concerned about what impact has been made in their life personally by their partner. They do not fellowship. Their intimacy level is not going up. Many times when the word intimacy is used, you first think of sex, romance and all that. But intimacy is close familiarity or friendship. It is the act of being open, vulnerable and ability to share everything. When you are in a contractual relationship, all this cannot be found. Your concern is fulfilling your obligations. Compatibility does not occur or is not even recognized. This is the reason you hear people say we connect mentally, he or she is smart, spiritual, caring, but something is missing. It is called fellowship. In Genesis chapter 18 and verse 17, the Amplified Version, and I read, it says, "The Lord said, shall I keep secret from Abraham, my friend and servant, what I am going to do?" God said, how can I do this without letting my friend Abraham know? God could have first used servant in place of friend, but he did not, because Abraham had grown beyond a man that is just fulfilling purpose. He has grown beyond a man of obedience to God's word. He is now a friend, a companion, someone that can be relied on. John the Baptist, we find in John chapter 13 and verse 23 that he laid down on the chest of Jesus. He was a friend of Jesus. Other disciples related very well with Jesus, but only John understood the deep love of Christ. This was the reason his book carried so much writings on the love of God. He was able to get the revelation that death is far from whoever believes in Christ, and that is in John chapter 3 and verse 16. And God said, how can I go on with this without letting my friend know? Is your partner your friend? Can you rely on your partner? Can you be vulnerable with your partner? If you have to think twice before answering these questions, my dear, look into your relationship again. A lot of us have seen relationships as escape routes. For us, everything has to be a gain on the personal level. Our gains are not based on partnership. Do you only see the place of a partner when there is a need? When I have a reason to talk to people, I always say one thing when it comes to relationships. It is not a platform for just having fun or looking for who to show to your friends. Relationship is beyond that. In relationship, you're working and growing into being one. Not my words, but the words of God. Remember, he said, they shall become one. How much fellowship do you have with your partner, or you're both just fulfilling your obligations to each other like a servant to his master? Do you know the pains and weaknesses of your partner, or you're only concerned with turning their strengths into a gain for the contract? Don't forget that contracts have deadlines. Contracts are renewed, but in true fellowship and intimacy, the only change that occurs is the change of revamping. Let's look at our relationship with the Holy Spirit. When we have fellowship and intimacy with Him, you begin to see that a lot of things leave your life and are replaced with what is meant to be there. This can only occur in fellowship. In contrast, the only times humor comes in is when there are gains, when the boxes are checked. But in fellowship, humor is found in the silliness of each other. In fellowship, jokes are allowed. A tense environment is not found in fellowship. Everyone feels safe around each other. There are no walls, just bridges that keeps leading and connecting you both. Do not forget that the fulfillment of purpose is on a peaceful ground, a peaceful environment. Your emotional stability will bring about your productivity. Looking at Matthew chapter 26 and verse 39a, it says, "And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass away." When Jesus became weak and tired, he almost gave up. Having the support and strength of a loved one is very important and goes a long way to fulfilling purpose. Ask Samson how it ended up for him with Delilah. So check that relationship that you're about to go into or that you are already in. Be sure it is based on true fellowship and not just two persons coming to fulfill obligations for personal gain. I pray for you today that God guides and directs your decision making when it comes to relationships. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you once again for being a Real Talk fam, and thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Stay tuned for next week's episode, and bye for now.